Cheers.
Cheers.
Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings is here. You've been getting fan mail.
We've been getting fan mail, Lester. We got an email a few weeks ago from a guy named Bruce Schermerhorn, and he said, can you make me a Faygo cocktail that I can drink on my pontoon boat this summer?
Wow. Well, that seems like it would be a tall order. What are you mixing up here?
I started thinking about the range of products of Faygo, and I thought the easiest one to translate into a summer drink would be their cream soda. You can see lots of applications. It's lighter, not as strong in flavor perhaps as some of the others. I took the idea of the vanilla notes from the cream soda, and that reminded me of a cocktail called the Luau Daiquiri, which is basically rum, lemon juice, orange juice, and a vanilla syrup. I like to think of it as a creamsicle daiquiri. And I thought, well, I can use the vanilla of the cream soda and sort of keep the same rest of the flavors and see how that turns out as a tall drink that would be good for drinking on a boat.
All right, so if you're in the pontoon boat, I don't think you're going to be carrying your cocktail shaker or your stirring vessel or anything like that. How do you make this without those things?
Right, so that's the great thing about this. It's 2 ounces of white rum and then 1 ounce of lime juice and 1 ounce of orange juice, and you just put those in the glass that you're going to drink it out of. Couple dashes of orange bitters, so you don't have to carry those on the boat with you, and then top it off with a couple ounces of the cream soda.
You could make this by the quart, I imagine, too.
It's not quite an equal parts drink because some things come in twos, but right, you don't need to have fancy measuring devices to make this drink because everything is in whole parts.
What do you call this?
We're calling it the pontoon summer.
Oh, that's nice. So that's this drink, but you're still making drinks. What else do you have in mind here? This looks like a two-drink episode.
Bruce had mentioned that his favorite Faygo flavor was rock and rye. And you know me, Lester, I can never let enough be enough, and I got to thinking about rock and rye. So the name rock and rye comes from a cordial or cocktail of sorts that was served in the pre-prohibition period, and it was just a combination of rye whiskey with some rock sugar candy, some citrus, sometimes some spices. They'd stick that behind the bar for a few days, and then you'd get this really powerful, potent tipple that you would pour for people.
I've actually had one of these.
Right. There are definitely some people trying to revive it as a cocktail today. But in 1921, Faygo introduced this as a pop flavor. And we don't know, were they trying to echo the flavors of rock and rye? Were they just trying to remind people of an alcoholic thing they couldn't get anymore since this happened during Prohibition? We don't know. But I thought it would be really funny to make a rock and rye and rye.
Oh, okay. I get that. Even I get that. So what's the rye?
So the rye is from Long Road Distillers. It's their straight rye whiskey. I think it's only available in the tasting room right now. So those of you in Grand Rapids, run out and get a bottle. Then I just made it old-fashioned style. So I didn't want to use the rock and rye as a soda in this instance. What I did was I took 6 ounces of it. I reduced it down to 2 ounces. And then I added 2 ounces of sugar. So this makes a really sweet, very potently flavored rock and rye syrup, which I used just a bar spoon or two of in my cocktail along with 2 ounces of the rye, a couple dashes of Angostura bitters, stirred it over ice, and garnished it with an orange twist.
All right, so I'll try the first one first, and it is called?
Pontoon Summer, and we made that with Ironfish Rum, which is a distillery we haven't used before, and they're up north, so very suited to this drink, in Thompsonville, Michigan.
Okay. All right, well, let's try this. Definitely can taste the Faygo. It's right there. The rum's nice compliment. You know, I'm not a big fan of rum, so that kind of puts it down. But maybe Bruce is, and maybe he'll love this. This other one, though, this rock and rye with rye, is probably something that's more suited to my taste. I'm going to try it now.
Although I'd really say it's rye with rock and rye.
Oh, yeah. Definitely more rye than rock and rye. That's more my taste right there. I really like that a lot. Delicious. And I could see sipping that on a pontoon boat during the summer as well. I think Bruce is going to be happy with you.
Cheers to Bruce.
Cheers.